You're listening to Urban Lifestyle Cafe with Michael, your bougie black brother, and we are returning with our TV movie series.
Lifestyle Cafe, babe.
Lifestyle Cafe Urban. So, welcome back to Urban, the Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother. And I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And here's our special edition, our TV series edition. Because we don't do a lot of those, but when something is really, really captivates our mind, we got to talk about it.
Definitely.
And we really wanted to talk about this series. It's on Starz, right?
Right. It's on Starz.
Called American Gods.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. Michael's like, can you see if we could find American Gods? I was like, okay, let me find them out.
So this was about, I think, 2 years ago. This was like a top-selling book. American Gods, and it was talking about the gods in America and how things were changing and the new gods is coming about and how there's a disconnect between the old gods and the new gods. And I was like, wow, this is kind of weird. And it was a bestseller, so it was really, really cool. But then about a year or so after that, maybe it was 3 years, but a year or so after that, they was like, they was going to make a TV series out of it. And I was like, how would you make a, that's just strange. You know, you would think that would be a quick movie and done. But when we found out it was going to be a TV series, I was like, okay. So I thought it was interesting. But I had to tell Alicia, I said, when I finally realized who was doing it, I was like, so it's one of the main people who did.
Hannibal?
He did Hannibal. So,
and we watched that. We watched that.
Religiously.
Yeah. That and was I think they were on for 2 years.
No, it was three seasons.
Oh, three seasons.
Should have been, more than that.
But people wasn't watching it and they didn't understand it. And they didn't. It's just like, just people just, it's just that it was so dark, but it was amazing.
Yeah, it was to me, it was just so creative. It was things that you really just didn't see, you know, the way they did it.
It shouldn't, what you said, it shouldn't have been on TV. Yeah. It should have been on like HBO or Netflix, Hulu.
Yep.
I mean,
so one of the off channels, you know what I
mean?
Yes,
exactly.
So the director is Brian Fuller. So if you actually follow Brian, he did a lot of amazing stuff. Beside that, we used to watch a show called Pushing Daisies.
And oh, yeah. We used to love that show.
That show was colorful. It was bright.
He got the girl from there, too.
Yeah, exactly.
He got all his ladies up in there.
So he just done a great job. But the dialogue in that show was fantastic. It was witty. Characters on it was fantastic. But it was bright. It was about death, but it was bright. And then he moved on to Hannibal, you know, and it was kind of like, wow, okay, what's up with that? But amazing. So when I heard that he was going to be on this series, I was like, okay, I wonder what this looked like. And I saw the previews. I don't think you saw the previews, did you, Ben?
No, I didn't see the previews.
So I saw the previews, so I kept looking at it. And then I was like, I'm still not understanding it now. You know, I read this, the little summary on that. Here's now, tell me how, if this sounds interesting, because to me, when I read the book preface, it was a little better than what's this, you know, kind of describing right here. It says, ex-convict Shadow Moon roams a world he doesn't understand, left adrift by the recent tragic death of his wife, Little does he know his life is about to change after he meets a crafty, charismatic con man named Mr. Wednesday. He offers Shadow a job as a bodyguard, and the journey begins. Shadow encounters hitting America where magic is real and fear grows over the ascending power of new gods like technology and media, and a grand plan to combat the threat. Mr. Wednesday attempts to unite the old gods to defend the existence and rebuild the influence that they lost, leaving Shadow struggling to accept this new world and a place in it. So, sound kind of like, okay, what the hell? But the visuals of it made you really want to, it's like, ooh, okay, what the hell is this? But, you know, as me looking at it in a different way and kind of knowing a little bit, I tried to just throw Leisha in, like, at the end of the pool and say, just go in there and just swim. I was going to say drown.
I can swim.
She can swim.
I can swim.
I can't swim. So she wouldn't drown. She was just like, yeah, I'm on the deep end, but I can get to the side easily. I don't know about your ass. But, yeah. So when you dove in, you know, what was your...
Because, see, you just say, okay, here, American Girl, you going to watch it with me? Sure, I'm going to watch it with you. And when I first seen it, I'm like, oh, my God. I need to see more because it was like, okay, so where is this going? Mm-hmm. You know, why did he get this guy? So... what the hell? He's out of jail. And then all this craziness happened. Like, his wife died. And he was like, oh, my God. And then when he found out how his wife died, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah, I was like, yo, that's fucked
up. I was laughing my ass off. I was like, oh, my God, this is hilarious. It was funny in some ways. It was not dark. It was like this, like, not creepy either.
Well, it was kind of creepy at times. So I'm not going to say it wasn't creepy.
Yeah, because... in some parts, it's like it told a little short story at the beginning, you know, and it...
Oh, so that was so cool. So it wasn't just at the beginning. Short stories are throughout the whole series. They show short stories of gods.
It did. It did.
It was short story of gods. So here's a quick, you know, quick overview. Old gods, new gods. So... there's multiple gods in the world. Just think about, it's not talking about the single god in heaven. There's people that are worshipped. And whoever's worshipped to say they're a god, they exist because people allow them to be gods. So that makes them into existence. So they show these gods that appear and do certain things and how they... are lost when they moved and people stop believing in them. If you don't believe in them, they don't exist. Or they exist on a lower plane and the other gods move up. So these little storylines,
short stories show up, and it's kind of
like, what's this story about?
Right.
And it's like two black dudes, he's writing the stories. He goes through and we don't know who he is at first, and then we find him there. Working a mortuary.
Yes, yes.
But they're like, you don't know if they...
It was so interesting because he's like, I take care of you. I'll take care of you. Let me fix this for you. I was like, no shit.
But, let's go back. Because this is, the way this show was, you had to continue to see what the hell was going on because you kind of knew who they were, but you didn't know who they were.
Right, right.
You kind of figured out somebody was important, but you didn't know why they were important.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, what was his name? Shadow.
Yeah, Shadow Moon.
Yeah, it's like, was Shadow a god or Shadow? Because that was a little bit confusing me too.
But you really don't know.
So we really know because at the end, it tells us something different. But again, we're going back to the beginning. So it was Shadow Moon.
Wednesday,
that's right.
So it was so clever, too. He was like, so, sir, what's your name? And he said, what day is it? And he was like, it's Wednesday. He said, so today's my day. I'm like,
I like that one.
My name's Wednesday.
Do you remember his wife name, Shadow's wife name?
Really,
it's just that everybody had a different name.
Yeah, everybody was.
And then you had the leprechaun, and he was just crazy.
That dude was crazy.
Oh my goodness!
So yeah, so crazy. He was who the hell? So anyway, Wednesday is Ian McShane. Fucking, he's a great actor. Anyway, And the what's his name? The leprechaun was Pablo Schreiber. And there's just so many different gods. So these gods, you find out that they're gods along the way. There's like a technology god, and then Gillian Anderson is there, and she's like the media god. She always shows up like she showed up as Lucy. This is so crazy. She showed up as Lucy. She showed up as who was the other one? Marilyn Monroe.
Who's the
she showed up as
David Bowie.
David Bowie.
Yeah, David
and,
Bowie.
I forgot the last one, but they was dancing around. So, but she showed up as different media characters that people just love and everything. So it was cool. But I'm still trying to figure out who the black guys were. So I don't know if they were deaf or whatever. Because remember, one of them showed up, and he brings them to the Burning Sands. And weighs your heart.
Yeah. You so, know, what was but he?
He wind up being one of the morticians. And you're kind of like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So it was so anyway, this is just so fascinating. The fascination is and one article says this American Gods may be the best show about religion on TV.
It sure is.
Because it talks about so many different religions, so many different gods. Because even at a portion at the end, because we're jumping all over the place, even at the portion at the end, they had all the Jesuses there.
Yeah, he's like, eight Jesuses. Why you got to have eight?
Why they have eight Jesuses? He said, because Jesus exists in the mind of people and races and cultures, which makes them exist.
Because she was spring.
No, she was Easter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She was Easter. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Yep, she was Easter. So she's like, if you why go, you got to have all these? He's like, he was fussing at her. You need to get, let me get your butt out. She was fussing at him.
If you know history, in which most people don't, what's that? They call her Esther. Yeah. But if you go in the terms, it's Easter or Easter. So, and then Ishtar. So all of these goddesses of fertility and all of these things, that's what she represents. So what she represents is spring and life. And, you know, that's where she was with animals and bringing forth that. And she always had this celebration and all the Jesuses showed up.
Yep.
And so she celebrate that. But, you know, personally, she was like, this is my day. It's not Jesus' resurrection day. It's my day.
Yeah, because remember at the very beginning, because it's Orlando Jones. Mm-hmm. He was in the
slave ship. Yeah.
And he was telling them, you know, this is what's happening to black people.
Yeah. In the first 100 years, it's this.
Yep.
And then the next 100 years, it's this.
High blood pressure or die. He was saying all that stuff.
All this stuff.
And he was, and I was like, they call him Mr. Nancy.
Nancy. Okay.
And so it was so interesting because he put so much, I mean, it was like, that part was like for real.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, so, you know, no matter what, you're going to die anyway.
He said, you're going to die anyway. Because the guy, one of the Africans guys say, but if we burn the ship, we'll die. He said, you're going to die anyway.
Yep.
You're already dead.
Yep. He sure did.
He said, do you want to, because he was telling the first guy, do you want to suffer for the first, when you get there, this is going to happen.
Yep.
He said, but for the next couple of years, it'll be Jim Crow and it'll be blah. And then the next such and such is going to be blah, 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 blah. And then after that, and then after that, and then the police will shoot you down in the street and your life. And it was kind of, he was showing you everything that actually was going on now.
Yep.
But he's telling them in the past, this is what the fuck is going to go on. And I was like, whoa, how freaking deep is this? And these gods is like that. And it goes into it, which is like so different. But people worship media now. People worship technology. People worship all different kinds of things. And that's the battle of the ancient gods compared to the new gods.
Yeah, his wife was Laura Moon. His wife's name was Laura Moon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the other leprechaun guy.
Yeah. It was so, even though it was so much going on, you knew what was going on. I mean, it wasn't, you got lost in nothing.
So the one thing that we didn't know, but we seen, was there's something about, what's his name? Shadow Moon.
Yeah.
There's something about him.
Yeah.
Because the one god, Wednesday, who took him, knew there was something about him.
Right.
And needed him. And then everybody, all the old gods, even the new gods, was like, hey, there's something about this guy. They never explained it totally.
And the leprechaun was called Mad Sweeney.
Mad Sweeney.
Mad.
Good.
And then there was the, was it Blisquette, the black woman who would.
Ooh, she was like having sex with people.
I mean, so what did they, I knew she was a queen.
Yeah, she was like one of the African or Egyptian queen or whatever queen.
Right, because they show her when she was like homeless.
Yeah, but she kind of gave up because as her life as a goddess or whatever, they took it away from her. And when they took it away from her, she really didn't feel the power that she truly had anymore. So she just like gave up until the technology guy showed up and said, you can be better or you can be more, and offered her a new beginning.
Right.
You know.
Right, right.
Which was like, but she showed up and she's pulling these men in and
no, that was just anybody who wanna have sex with
her. Anyone who wanna have sex with her, she was pulling them in and she sucks them into her vagina.
Yeah, it was
and
like
they lost in space some goddamn where. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy as hell.
Yeah. But at the end, when they were she was trying to get Technical Boy, right? To get to suck him in. He's like, nah, you ain't
doing it. I know who you are.
He's like, nah, but we got some plans for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another part of the story that's interesting too, because.
But he was going around with all of these gods. So Wednesday was trying to get the old gods together to go up against the new gods, because the new gods had an alliance and they're talking about corporations and how it's best to be under one umbrella, and that's the corporate way of doing things. So the gods of today are corporate based, where the gods of old who were worshipped for the things they did, people take for granted.
Right.
And that's where Wednesday was getting them all together. So he went from place to place to place in order to say, this is where we need to have done.
Right, right. Right.
So it was an amazing, the characters was really good.
Yeah, because there's so many good, I mean, my goodness, it was just like you said, it was so many stories, because then you had the other guy, the what's his name? Salim, who was sitting in there trying to, and the Muslim guy who was in the taxi.
Oh, so that was a whole nother story that
exactly.
really didn't match into what they was doing. So that guy had an experience with a genie. Yeah. So people worshiped genies before, and then they didn't believe in genies. So if you go back into the religious, it's called a jinn. Oh, the jinn, you know, grant wishes and everything like that. But the jinn told him, because the Muslim guy, he was gay and he wanted to sleep with this guy, but he realized that he was a jinn and he wanted to sleep with him, but the jinn disappeared. And then he was like, I gotta find the jinn.
Yep.
I gotta find him.
Yep.
So he went on his little pilgrimage to find the jinn again, to make himself whole. And he got into his taxi, because the jinn was actually driving a taxi. And, you know, he got to know him there. But it was interesting, because there was so many. If you can think of, you know, folklore and fantasy and, you know, so-called gods of the past, they tried to incorporate all of that. And that's where the leprechaun was just so interesting as well.
Because
he had the gold coins. He's always was able to have gold coins.
And he gave
but
away
the
his
one main gold coins mm-hmm. that kept him lucky, he actually
accidentally gave it
to damn Shadow.
Shadow, yeah. Told Shadow, give me back my lucky coins.
He was like, no.
Too late, it's on my wife's grave.
Yep. And, you know, she was dead. Until the coin
got into her
and brought her back to life. And I was like, what the hell?
Yep, brought her back to life. I mean,
so
she had nothing in her.
The storylines was so broad. Mm-hmm. But again, this is why I think this went well as a series as opposed to a movie. Because I think the movie would have rushed through some characters and you wouldn't know who they were. And they would have probably focused on just a couple of them. But going into the new season, you need to, they'll find out that there's something about Shadow. And they said he was nothing, But yet, his wife saw the light in him.
Yeah, she did. So but there was
the gods see him in a different way too, but they're not showing what they see.
Mm-hmm.
But she was able to see the light in him. So what does that mean? We don't know because they never explained it.
Damn.
They wanted to go through the process and go from there.
Yeah, Mr. World.
Oh, Mr. World. Yeah, he's Mr. World. See, Mr. World is a corporation. He's the corporate world.
Yeah, Mr. World.
So Mr. World was all about bringing the new technology and corporations and businesses. I'm that god, the god of the world, which runs the world with money and corporations and all of that.
I'm telling you, you see how, you know the characters, because they explain themselves through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why they were doing what they're doing, or who they were, or what they were. I mean, it was like, right now you're trying to figure out, okay, now the next season, how is this going to be the next season?
Well, they all identified themselves.
They sure did.
So you know who everybody is that's players right now. So all these players, and there's other players because there's so many gods that you don't know about.
That's going to show
up.
Or
they haven't. Yeah. Addressed yet.
Yeah,
so you're going to see maybe because they addressed the Norse gods and they went from there. But so what makes it interesting is you may be able to start seeing like the Zeus's or the Egyptian gods or those different gods like that. That's next season. You may see that. Maybe so, maybe not. We don't know. But that makes it so interesting.
I know, but this show is, I mean, this TV show is amazing. I am just blown away on just, it explaining everything about the gods, American gods, like Easter. The way they brought her into it is just so, it's just amazing. You seen the rabbits.
Mm-hmm. And he ran over their ass. Which is crazy.
And then on top of that, the rabbit whispers to her.
Yeah, and tells her what. But the two ravens as well
speak the raven,
to Wednesday, and they was talking to the damn leprechaun as well.
Yeah, and that's Mr. World, though.
No.
That he's not part of Mr. World because they...
The ravens?
Yeah, the ravens were reporting to somebody.
So they may speak to everybody, but... The ravens, remember when he came and knocked on Wednesday's door, he was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. And then that's when he went downstairs because they told him that his wife was there.
Yeah.
So, but then when, what's his name? The leprechaun, he was there. He was taking a piss and they was talking to them there. And then Laura came up and was like, who, you talking to birds now?
Yeah. She sure
so
is.
So that was like really, really crazy. But so just amazing, just a construction of religion and faith and what you believe in and gods and
but Caesar's so interesting. It doesn't when you said it, then I kind of understood what it was all about. But when you look at it, you really can't tell that it's all about religion. It doesn't it doesn't give you that kind of...
God's is religion. But,
right.
But it doesn't... So I think this is why you probably got lost without religion. Because usually when you speak of religion, you speak of followers, not the gods. We only talk about the gods because this is all about the gods. It's not about the followers. But they telling you who the followers are because you know who the followers are. You know the followers that's on Facebook. You know the followers that's on Twitter. You know the followers that follow Jesus Christ. You know, there's all those religious, those followers of Buddha and all of that. You know who those followers are, but it's not about them. It's about the people. It's about the people who are being worshipped.
Right.
So it's like the opposite. You're not dealing with the religious people, you're dealing with the gods. And which makes that interaction between all of them like, what the hell? So that made me think that, spoiler alert, that made me think that when Wednesday told people he's Odin, which is a Norse god, the one with the hammer could have been Thor.
Oh, okay.
Think about it. And right, and Thor right. had his other brother is Loki.
Right, right.
So when you listen to the dialogue, he was like, yeah, my other brother, he thinks he's all this and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he used to kill people with that hammer, but now all he was doing was knocking down cows. And then he had to put his hammer up. So that could have been Thor. Because right. he's one of the older gods.
Right, right.
And I'm like, wow. I wonder if that's who he was.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Because the way they have it all set up and everything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know who the sisters were, though. Because those were gods, too. And they did things and they were being worshipped. But it was just, it makes you think about the religions and the way people worship certain things. But they were talking more of the old gods. They really didn't get into the new gods. And I think they didn't get into the new gods is because we know who they are.
Right. They didn't need
to. We know the gods of corporation. We know the gods of media. We know the gods of technology. We know all of them because we're living it right now.
Right.
But people forgot them because of these new gods that they're worshiping, which I think is just such a way of looking at how this is. And again, I'm glad it was on Stars, because this would have been really, really kind of, you know, dangerously walking if it was on network.
Because
TV.
They would have had tried to clean it up.
Yeah,
this allows him to be use his creative juices just to let it flow.
Yep.
And now that it's such a big hot show,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's going to be more people wanting to watch it.
Well, I hope so, because I really like this. And even if it goes on to maybe two more seasons, I think I would be really satisfied with it, because it gave me something that you just never really think about.
Yeah, because there's so many stories in there.
Yeah, And again, you sort of get some of the stories at the end, because once you realize who everybody is, then when you look back and say, oh, this was this and mm-hmm. this was this, then you go back and you understood where there was little vignettes of, remember the other girl that was stealing and she was given to the leprechauns?
She always kept a crumb for a leprechaun.
Yeah, so like a piece of food to just say, hey, look. I'm giving it to the leprechaun.
Right.
I got to keep the leprechaun spirit going. And then the other one, when they went to the island, remember the barbarians on the island? Leif Erikson.
Yeah.
So Leif Erikson not Leif Erikson. It was the other, I forget. There's so many different what you call this. But they went over there and then they went back and they said, we're not talking about this shit no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we ain't never going back there. But it was just so many different. It didn't stick with just the storyline. It explained to you the gods and what they've done in the past.
Yes, it did.
And even though they're not jumping directly into it, they just said, hey, here's the pattern that it went to. So just in case. And then the black guy at the mortuary was writing in it somewhere in America.
Yeah, because they got the two black guys in.
Yeah. In the mortuary.
Yeah, the two black guys in the mortuary. One who did the body and one who did the writing.
Yep.
And the guy's like, well, he said, do you need my help? He said, no, I know that you have I see your fingers.
No, he said, I see you ready to write.
Yeah, his fingers.
He's like, why you say that? I can see your fingers.
Yeah.
And his fingers was just twitching.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he looked on the map. Then he just started writing.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. Yeah, then somebody called.
Yeah.
He said, domestic, what'd he say?
I can't remember what he said.
He said, we don't get too much it's not domestic, he used another term, but you know, couples fighting,
yeah,
that gets killed. So he said something like that, and then it was like, I got it, you continue to write. And he just finished the story.
It was just really just, I love the just everything, everybody, every color, every situation. I mean, it was really good. It was really good.
So if this is the book, I think the book is just as amazing. If they reinterpret the book, I think this is just as amazing. I just think they did a good way of thinking. And the dialogue, if you keep up with it, the dialogue is really, really good. It pops in sometimes, and sometimes it's a little dragging. But a lot of times, if you listen to the conversation, you know, the guy Wednesday or Odin, which he really is, he was telling him, you're not asking the right questions. You're mm-hmm. not asking. You're not sure, but you're not asking the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things, even that part when he said, think of snow. Did he, I'm not sure if he made it snow or he made him think that it snowed. Because good Odin, questions. Remember, he controls a lot. Yeah. The weather and lightning and all of that.
So that's a good question.
You don't know right. because you really don't know who he
so
is.
So media got them busted.
Yeah. So the media, yeah.
Yeah, she media.
Yeah, media.
Or it was Technical Boy.
I think it was media, though. No.
No, it was could technical,
have been Tech Boy.
It was Technical
because
Boy.
Because he got all the pictures yep. and pull all that.
Yep.
And they was like, when they got arrested for robbing the bank yep. without robbing the bank.
Right.
He was like really cool. But yeah, Odin was just, it is so funny that the older gods wind up to be just old people just hanging out.
That's right.
They would just, you know, con men and go to work every day or, you know, killing cattle. They were just doing just regular stuff. They wasn't really doing anything major anymore
yeah.
because the new gods took over.
Right. And so there's some little things in there that, you know, they're most likely explaining in the next season, which is the tree. You know?
Yeah, why the tree really you know, is after him.
Right.
And that big buffalo with the
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, the buffalo
burning
with the eye. Yeah. Yep.
Maybe the genie will show up again.
Yes. What's about the genie? I mean, so, and then, you know, the lady who have the.
Yeah, the
black lady who has sex
the
with
the goddess.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are things that, you know, even though they put them in there, that gives you the, you know, it's like, okay, what is it? There's a little bit more about those characters that you want to know more about.
Exactly. So this was a outstanding show, you know, even when we saw Hannibal, but that was like 3 seasons of that. So it was like, I just did a blog on that because I just thought that was an amazing show. But this time doing a lot of our podcasts and movies, this was a standout. This one was a really, really standout. So we binged and watched that for the 8 episodes in a row. We had to go to bed, but we got up and saw the next 2, what you call it. So that was pretty, pretty good. Pretty, pretty good. But that's all we have, and we're looking to put in a couple of other good shows. I'm not sure if anything stand out because we love Fargo, but we got to see that series to the end. But we'll see whatever goes from there. Any last words on that, babe?
No, babe. I just want to say that show was amazing. So for those people who like to binge watch show, if they can get access to American Gods, you need to watch.
You do need to watch it. Highly recommended. Highly, highly recommended. So, thank you very much. Urban Lifestyle Cafe, Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, .com, and Bougie Black Bro, and Twitter, and Instagram. And Leisha at Women Coffee Women in Tech,
yes.
.com.
Yes.
Find Black Woman, Twitter, as well as Instagram. So check us out and leave your comments and let us know what we miss and where we should be pointing our attention to. Because right now there's just regular shows out there and Game of Thrones is coming back out as well as yeah. Insecure.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely have to give our review for, what is it? You just said it.
Insecure?
Not Insecure.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been watching it and we really didn't do anything. We were just loving the show.
Yes.
So at this point, yeah, that's our one of
our
main
show. Definitely
got to
put our say into it. Yeah. Definitely put our say into it.
All righty. So thank you very much and hope to see you back again on Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Thanks.